Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Only the Saints, Ryan. Only the Saints. Can not allow the Green Bay Packers to score a touchdown an entire game in week one in Jacksonville, where there's more Packer fans than Saints fans. And that, like, you're like that feeling of like euphoria that just, even for us, right? Me and you, like, we're not emotionally invested, so like the losses don't affect us, but like, right, even wins like that, bro, like, it just is just, ooh, just, yeah, makes you feel good. Like, can't even enjoy it alone, bro. The hits came hard after the Green Bay game. I'm gonna list them off. And then, we'll break them down individually and discuss them more in depth. We were gonna do like a quick, like 15-20 minute yesterday. Now we looking like we gotta do like a 30-minute, 45-minute episode.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
So, all right, in the game, we saw Marshawn Lattimore. The contract extension was like agreed to before the game. Got his guap, goes out, shuts down Davante Adams. You know, has some you know, help with, you know, Marcus Williams, whatever. But, you know, for all intents and purposes, did his thing against Davante Adams. Doesn't come back from the locker room second half. So we're thinking like, oh, shit, he tweaked the knee because he was questionable with the knee before the game. So he comes out, he has a cast on his hand.
Right.
And then on a key play of the game, completely, like, causes a pass breakup. Like, So, come to find out, he gets thumb surgery, right? Thumb surgery. So, he's kind of going to be, like, a week-to-week type of thing. It doesn't – we don't know if it was, like – is it going to be, like, a pain management issue or what? Yeah. But he has thumb surgery. During the game, Eric McCoy goes down. It looked bad. Like, we said on the recap episode, as soon as we saw it, we were just like, oh, fuck, here we go. Yeah. So, reports put him out at least, I read into at least week six or after the bye. He's out. Two First, who was maybe close to getting, like, at least us calling him Marcus First.
Almost that.
Like, he got the first. Nope. First, so I will say, so first it was, he came out, he left the game. First it came out, okay, it looks like he tore his pec, right? That's what it looks like, he tore his pec. Then after, I guess, further MRIs, further x-rays, what have you, didn't tear his pec, thank goodness, pec strain.
Oh. And he was playing with like this big arm brace, so I'm guessing that's been an issue. That's what kept him out of camp for a while when you miss time, because that big fucking, you know, Thomas Davis brace on his arm. You know, I guess that's something that's been bothering him. So that sucks. I mean, that's some hits, bro. Like, those are starters. Everybody's like, oh, it'd be fine. And, you know, they could be fine, but like, those are starters.
Yeah, man.
It's like the Saints were already starting 10 new starters before that. So, and these are three legitimate starters that's already been there. So it's just like, man, it's, your depth is taking hits. Like, you got to constantly keep going to the well for depth. And, you know, depth runs out, man, you know.
So let's start
that,
with
all March. That was like 9 o'clock this morning.
Boom, 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 boom. We'll get into the 8 positive COVID tests. We'll get to that. Don't worry. Yeah. Let's start with Marshawn. I'll say this. Like, it, we don't know how many weeks he's gonna miss. He's playing at a super high level, and it's just kind of that carryover that we just the reporting that came out consistently from training camp. Part of me, I'm not saying this is ideal, right? But knowing that Bradley Roby more likely was gonna start week 2 against the Panthers, and the level of play that Paulson Adebo, aka Don't Vax Me Bro, played against the Packers. It's like you said when we were watching the preseason, right? It's not ideal, but I think we could both agree that we feel better in theory about the secondary and the cornerbacks now if they have to go a couple of weeks without Marshawn than we as fans did before.
Right. And the thing is, I guess the major key, the only thing I'm kind of worrying about is the communication. I mean, the communication's been so solid so far, but now, you know, you got a rookie in there. You have Bradley Roby, who, you know, just got in the building. You got Desmond Trufant. So there's opportunities for mistakes to happen, just blown coverages or guys not knowing their assignment. So that's the one thing that I worry about. But talent-wise, you know, obviously it's not ideal, but it's not bad. Like, you have, legitimate corners that could, you know, start and play, you know. So it could be much worse. So, and look, I mean, we don't know how long Marshawn is going to be out. Lattimore's going to be out because, I mean, we just don't know. They say week to week, like, what does that even mean? Like you say, is it like a pain management thing? Is it just depending on the opponent? I don't know. But, I mean, I'm just in my mind, I got, like, maybe 2 weeks, you know? But it's like, man, I don't know. He was out there with a damn cast on his head.
Shutting down arguably the best receiver in football, bro. Like,
All right, but you know, I guess a guy like him, you know, press coverage and all that, you don't want him out there getting his thumb caught up on something and,
right.
and hurting it even more. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, bro. You know, like those are some hits, man. Like, look, Caesar looked good, man. Looked comfortable back in center. But, you know, another thing that happened was Eric McCoy spent all offseason learning all the protection calls. Mm-hmm. And all the things that go into shit that Drew used to do, you know, because he was a savant. Now all that stuff fell on the center. Eric McCoy spent all summer learning that stuff. So now, you know, Caesar has to pick that shit up. And, you know, I'm probably going to, you know, some of it's going to fall on Jameis too. So, you know, it's just little wrinkles like that, man, that you can't really predict or, you know, you don't know how it's going to go, but it's just a few little extra wrinkles that kind of come into play that you just hope doesn't make a major impact.
Yeah, and I saw this thing on Twitter, you know, fan kind of talking that instead of messing with two positions, and even Sean Payton said, like, if Will Clapp was healthy, he would have played at center, but, you know, he wasn't. So the theory that the fan was bringing up on Twitter was just keep Caesar at right guard, and if Will Clapp is healthy enough to play, just play him at center. And like my response to that was, it was one game, but Caesar at center and the undrafted free agent Calvin Throckmorton. That's not an offensive lineman name. I don't know what is. Like, he was just out there, and the offensive line didn't take a single step back. Now, again, that's one game, but the way I would see it is that until they show you differently, like, they already kind of showed you in one game of how they could be. Like, I don't think you can mess with that. I don't think you can just put Caesar back at guard and Will Clapp at center. Like, when you drafted Caesar, you drafted a center. So at least let him be a center until Eric McCoy is out, where he probably would thrive the most at that position.
And what's crazy is Catherine Terrell told me Caesar didn't take one snap at center the whole season, like the whole offseason. That's wild, man. And for him to just click on it, you know, Alvin Kamara, he said he was trying to show Caesar something. Caesar's like, man, look, I know how to snap the ball, man. Like, I'm a center, bro. Like, chill. And it just goes like the dude played center for like 3-4 years in college, man. Like, he knows what he's doing.
At Michigan, bro. Like,
at Michigan. Like, well, all they do is run. So he just needs to, needs to pick up on the finer details as far as like reading defensive alignments and shit like that. But other than that, man, like, let the boy cook, you know?
So are you under the same opinion that Caesar should stay at center?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. I don't
mean, the worst thing that could happen is you end up with the guy that's bi-positional, you know what I'm saying? Just like Pete used to be like the
R/LT,
you know what I'm saying? Remember that shit? Oh man, Pete, he's basically two positions, you know? Oh, I used to hate that, but like with Caesar, he showed he could play guard and, you know, he should be an excellent center. Like, that was the draft profile on him. This guy's a day one starter at center. You know, okay, maybe he wasn't day one, but, you know.
But now it's his time to shine, right? Like,
it's time to shine.
It's his time to shine. I did see someone getting my mention saying, well, like, oh, Eric McCoy better ever get back or you might not get center back. I was like, excuse me? Stop. And I mean, we'll get into this into our Panther preview, but you know Caesar gonna be going against Derek Brown going against the Panthers. It's gonna be some matchups, bro.
I kept trying to tell people, man, it's like don't expect every game to be like the Green Bay game, man. Like,
no,
things played out perfectly, and that's not to take anything away from the Saints. Like, they played perfectly. But things played out perfectly. It's just not going to happen every week. It's just not, man. Like, going to run into some adversity here and there, you know, some bad calls, bad penalties, you know, maybe a player, you know, makes a mistake here and there. It's going to cost. This shit's going to happen. This is NFL, man. Like, it's not going to go like this every week. So, you know, it's just going to be interesting to see how the team plays in just different circumstances.
Yes. Yeah, and I mean, the Panthers game is going to be a good, interesting test. Let's get to the defensive line. Two first. Just see. What you texted, bro? You was like, bro, pull up the Dennis Green press conference, bro. Pull it up.
Yes, we thought who is, man. Like, come on, man.
He is the... But, like, I can't even, like, he's a little less than, like, the Jadeveon Clowney level because, like, at least Clowney, yeah. Clowney would, you saw games where he would just take over the game and, like, win the game for his team at sometimes, right, as a pro. Not often, but, like, there are times where Clowney just completely wrecked the game. Mm-hmm. But two first is, like, I don't know, man. It's like that. It's like that 8-9 you would have been tracing, bruh. Like, it's that Kanye verse still feel like there's some bitches that owe me sex. Like, you just chasing that 8-9 and she finally come over to the house, you get her to come over and you go over to her crib and like nothing happens. You're just like,
right. You're there with blue balls, bro. Just like, what?
Just driving home, just pissed, bro. If that is not the fucking description of Marcus Davenport, bro, I don't know what is. I really don't, bro.
It's like, man, it is so he's such a frustrating player, man. Such a frustrating player, man, because you want the guy to do well. We want him, it's not like we hate the guy. We want him to do well. But he just, he disappoints you every time. Just like Traquan. Don't even get me started on Traquan.
Oh, on our Traquan, if Traquan was healthy, he'd probably be cut. Bruh, Todd on Twitter. Bruh, Todd tweeted a couple of days ago, I'm surprised they evacuated Traquan.
Just left his ass. Figure that shit out, homie.
But here's where I will go into a little of a rant, right? Week two, if hashtag who first, shout out to the homeboy Joy for the nickname. If Peyton Turner is not active week two, we gonna have problems.
Come on now. That's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, man.
You can't.
I ain't saying he got to start, but no. Come on, man. Let the kid get some steps.
You can't tell me as an organization when they drafted Peyton Turner, probably some of it had to do with Trigger Trey leaving, who's getting some pressures on Kirk Cousins. Trigger Trey left. But for sure, part of that also, too, was if they're looking long-term as an organization, I know they were thinking well, Marcus Davenport ain't going to be on our team that many more years, right?
Exactly.
He's injury prone, whatever. He's not in our future plans long term. We need someone, to develop, eventually take his spot over. Listen, it happens fast in the NFL. Marcus Davenport, two firsts, is the player that he's always shown him to be. Shows flashes, gets hurt. Peyton Turner needs to play week two. He needs to play.
A first round pick, man. Who's the kid? Tryon or whatever?
Joe Tryon.
Get him in there.
He needs to play, bro. Like you said, he don't need to maybe not start, but on critical.
Give him 25, 30 snaps,
He needs to be in the rotation, man. If that inactive report
comes, not now, when? I mean, if he's healthy, not now, when? What?
Yeah, because last week I heard, people were, I had to block a guy because I couldn't deal with this bullshit. He's like, they were just getting him ready and didn't want to rush him back. And I was like, but he was full all week, bro. He was full. So if full.
You're asking him to rush the passer now. It's not okay, Green Bay, I get it, because Green Bay's offense is, can be kind of technical as far as, the motions and the stuff like that. So when you think about it, okay, because they will abuse you if you're not
oh, yeah. Your fits if you right make the wrong step, it's done.
They'll abuse you. I don't see Carolina like that, especially with Sam Darnold. He's a little more reactive to pressure, if you want to say it like that. So, man, get him in there, bro, shit, especially if, depending on how the game works out, if you're getting them some obvious pass situations or something like that. Shoot, man, let that boy cook, man.
He's partly the reason why he was drafted to replace Marcus Davenport. Well, I said, that timeline's been it's sped up, bro. He needs to play. Shout out to can't even say his name, bro. Number 90, bro.
Tunnel.
There you go. Can't say it, bro. I told this to Joey earlier this evening. I said the game he played against Green Bay, I don't think his entire career in Kansas City did he have a game that good.
Nah, man, it was crazy.
And with Marcus Davenport being hurt, it's gonna be needed, bro.
We need him. You get him. Start Tano. Let Peyton Turner come in there. Some third down, some obvious passing steps. You got a big creep season sitting back creeping. You know, Cam Jordan, I saw him move Cam Jordan and like have him go against guard sometime and somebody on the outside. Like, you just mix it up, man, you know? And just Sam Darnold now, bro. Like, you know, like you gotta
light him up.
Put the heat on him.
Light him up. I will say I 100% understand why there was such a like this rush in the building to keep Ryan Nielsen. Like, you see it.
Oh, yeah. You see it, bro.
You see it.
To me, he's the most important position coach in the, on the team.
Without question. I don't know, man. I would lean Chris Richard, but... But you might be
without
right.
Without question, bro. Without question. The defensive line has been the number one thing that's changed since 2017.
Yes.
In the secondary, too. I'm not saying, not just calling the secondary. Been that, too. But we had Aaron Glenn there. You know what I'm saying? Now we got Chris Richard. You know, it's been a real a talent influx in the secondary and the coaching. But with the DL, man, like we've seen it. Like these UDFAs coming in and guys just contributing. Like it's just been so crucial. Night and day from what we like. Do you remember the defensive line, bro? We had to like deal with for years, bro. It's like nothing. Like, it used to be zero pressure, zero hits, zero sacks. Like,
real quick, RIP out to Paris Her, Paris.
Oh, man. Oh, that was crazy. 37.
I saw his age. I was like, how? What?
37, man. Younger than me.
Don't make no sense, man.
I didn't see a report. How? Like, what?
No, I don't think I haven't. I haven't either. While we're talking about the rookies, real quick, gotta address this too, real quick, because this we're probably not going to address it in the Panthers pod episode since we own Peyton Turner. Okay. But stop, you know, undrafted free agent Brock Morton aside. Paulson and Debo aside, you're number 28 overall and you're number 60 overall. Where they at?
Werner. No.
I mean,
Pete Werner, bro.
I texted you this today. I said, you know, as long as Quan is healthy and Zach Bond continues to just show incremental improvement, make plays, you know, and I think the coverage thing for Zach Bond is huge, but just him in the run game, like he is good.
He's there.
I said, Ryan, I don't know how Pete gets on the field.
You got Kate Ellis. It's just like,
I saw Kate Ellis on the field. I was like, are they paying some 3-3-5? Like they had to in some sense were playing 3-3-5. I don't know how Warner gets on the field. This is not a referendum on him being a bad pick. I'm just saying I don't know how he plays.
I don't see it. If they stay healthy, I don't see him playing much this season. I mean, just cause, man, he just got good players in front of him. Like it's just gonna take time. You know, and you know, maybe that's a good thing because players get injured. But right now, if everybody stays healthy, I just don't see them getting on the field.
No.
With what Quan could do in coverage, and Ellis could do in coverage, and you know, Mario, and what Bond could do with his pressures, and
we got linebackers,
man. You won't cry, man. It's
just makes me fucking emotional, bruh. Just need a moment. Just take it in. Shit.
Take it in, man.
So I feel like that all the injuries, all that was negative, but we had to talk about it. Kenny Stills, Ryan, signed to the Saints practice squad with a likely expectation that on game day he'll be elevated.
Oh yeah.
I tweeted it when it happened. I said, hashtag Saints Twitter got that man signed.
I'm telling you, man, I've been in Sean Payton mentions. Like, bro. And I know he, like, look, man, eyes don't lie, bro. Like, no. The guy, they weren't getting open. Deontay Harris is the only player getting open consistently.
Yes.
Week one. Only one. You know, and, you know, I mean, look, Sean could scheme guys open like Juwan Johnson. So, you know, things like that. I'm talking about, like, man-to-man, get open, beat your guy. Deontay Harris was the only one beating his guy. You know what I'm saying? Sean Payton see that shit like he sees it. Like, he knows he needs to bring somebody in that can beat man coverage. And, I mean, look, can he get along in too? But he's always been a guy that could beat, you know, he's a good route runner and he got nice speed. So he could get open, you know. They needed it, bro. They needed help.
They did, and we talked about a little bit on the preview pod, or I know we brought it up on the show. It's just, I love what Marquez Callaway was able to do in preseason, what he did against the Jags. Love that. But when you like the quote unquote the guy, and you getting like Jaire Alexander on you, bro, like that's
different.
It's different, bro. Like,
look, Mike Thomas is a number one wide receiver in this league, and he gets shut down at times. It happens. Like,
yes.
When somebody wants, when a defense wants to take you out, they take you out, bro. You know? So it's like, it wasn't surprising at all to me for, like, him to have, like, Marcus Callaway to have, what, he had two catches? It was like, it didn't surprise me at all, man, because he was going to go up against Jaire Alexander. They were going to target him. And they were going to remove him from the game plan. And, I mean, I haven't looked closely at Panthers corners. They have, you know, some talent there, but they look like they could be taken advantage of. So I wouldn't be surprised if Callaway has a better game against the Panthers, depending on how they play it.
You ready for the J.C. Horn storylines?
Oh, Lord. You know, he going to have a pick, ain't he? I ain't wishing bad on him. I'm not wishing bad on James, man, but you know how this shit go. Right? I didn't watch the game. Tyron Matthew, first game against the Saints as a rookie. He picked off Drew Brees. I think Debo out of the Falcons, he picked off Drew Brees.
Odell had like the three touchdowns.
It's just, come on, man. Like, I know, I mean, J.C. Horn, he's not really a New Orleans kid, but I mean, look, his dad played here. You know, he was one of the greatest Saints of all time. I know he won't just get a pick off the Saints.
You know Joe Horn going to be in the stand. You know it.
Oh, you know it. You know it. But I didn't watch any Panthers, so I don't know how J.C. Horn performed or
what. I mean, he was playing or anything like that. It's the Jets. So like I saw some red zone. You know, Zach Wilson was able to do some things when he like kind of broke contain and scramble drilled, and Corey Davis had two touchdowns. But I will say, having Kenny Stills, I'm not saying this, you know, things are magically just going to get better. But like, to your point, having someone that Sean is familiar with and already probably know the majority of the offense, can kind of like pick it up really quickly. Listen, man, like, I think the last play I remember that Kenny Stills made as a player was like that Texans Chiefs game, which was like two seasons ago in the playoffs. And he had like a 50-yard touchdown against the Chiefs. So like, he can still play. He can play. So it'll be interesting to see how he gets kind of incorporated and like what kind of happens to the receiver room. So, you know, you're going to have Callaway, you're going to have Deontay, you know, is Lil Jordan going to be inactive now? What happens to Chris Hogan? I will say though, that crackback block that Chris Hogan had. Oh,
man, that was nice, man.
And that, you
know, yeah, that was,
that'll nice, keep you on the field.
He's that type of player, man, just lunch pail, you know. And even a touchdown, man, like for him to just, you know, be in phase with Jameis and, you know, just stay open and just kind of, you know, stay within that passing lane for Jameis. Like, that's good shit.
It was. So, like, The only person I think potentially could be the odd man out in terms of if Kenny's on the active roster, is Lil Jordan. But we'll see.
We'll see. Yeah, I think that's right.
Let's finish it off with the last thing that Adam Schefter tweeted about that I believe Nick Underhill broke first was kind of sick, bro. Got 8 positive COVID tests. Huh. 6 offensive coaches and a nutritionist and your boy Twitter fingers himself. Maybe, you know, to quote our boy Miguel, might have to call him can't bats Mike now. I don't know. Man. Michael Thomas.
Like, come on, Mike. Come on, Mike. Oh. You know, COVID reserve. Like, man, how you get fired on your day off? I'm like, what? But he has been with the team, so it makes sense. And with the coaches, it's just, you know, it sucks because, you know, apparently the coaches are all vaccinated, but.
Right. And I figured they were. I 100% figured that all of them were.
So it's just like, you know, I mean, look, vaccinated people carry corona.
Yes.
You know, it's a fact of the science. So if you go test every week, I would love to see a study done. I don't know, I mean, there might be one out there, but, you know, the percentage of vaccinated people that are carrying, you know, or just tested vaccinated people that are carrying corona. I'm just interested to know. Because it's just, you know, it's just crazy, man. Like, this virus is crazy, bro. But it's like, damn, man, come on, Mike, man. Like, bro, like, you ain't been in the news enough. You're not even playing right now, bro. Like, stay out the news.
And I think our guy, Chris Rodolillo,
Rivalolo,
Ratatouille, I don't know, man. I can't pronounce it. I think he tweeted, like, I think maybe Mike was on, like, social media. I don't know if it was IG or whatever. Like, he was partying in Vegas. But do you think that this mini contained outbreak, let's say, especially because of so many offensive head coaches that it's impacted, will have an effect on the game?
I mean, who are the offensive head coaches?
I'm like, I don't know, man.
Is it Pete Carmichael? Who's the QB coach now? I don't even know who's the QB coach. I'm assuming it's like a wide receiver assistant coach. I mean, it sounds like that's your whole offensive staff. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Outside of Sean Payton, like,
bro, it's just gonna be Sean and just the entire defense on the sideline. That's it.
Oh man.
Oh, that's it.
What a mess, bro.
Complete mess. But
I mean, I don't know what you do in that situation. You know what I'm saying? Like, even like, okay, you got okay, your coaches are 100%. Vaccinated, it's like what are you getting out the deal? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like if they still got to be out, it's like, so what? I'm just trying to figure out what we're doing here then. So they won't be able to be at practice, they won't be at the game,
right?
Because I mean, obviously they got to protect McMahon or Debo. Debo still hot out here, bro. I'm sure Pete Werner. I'm just sure Pete Werner ain't vexed. Who else?
It is very interesting because, like, Sean Payton was, and me and my girl were talking about this on the phone earlier. Like, he was one of the more like the quickest person coach wise in any sport to got to try to get ahead of this COVID thing, because he was like the first prominent head coach in any sport to get COVID when it, everything was popping off. I remember the tweet, boom, Sean Payton got COVID. Oh shit.
Early,
bro. Like
this was April. Like, it was April. Like April 2020.
Yeah. Like it was like a couple of weeks before the draft.
Yeah.
And so has been, you know, on the whole COVID thing. But yet we still they have still not announced that the Saints are 100% vaccinated. Because they ain't.
Hey, man.
The Vikings are, or not the Vikings, sorry. Falcons are 100% vaccinated. The Bucks are. I think there may be other, but like the Saints aren't one of them. So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Never be mad. A D-boy never get that shit. Mike Thomas might be like, oh, I'm rehabbing. I don't need it right now. Who knows? But judging from the likes I've seen, he's on that side too, where he's just like, I'm not getting it or whatever. So I don't think it'll ever be 100.
No, I don't think it will either. You just have, as a fan, you just have to hope that it doesn't affect, you know. I shouldn't say this out loud, but like, wouldn't it be like the most Saints thing ever? Like if they made it to the Super Bowl and like a Debo just got the whole fucking quarterback room, bro. Just out. We got to start Corey White.
Oh man, did you see that Junior tweet? I know you got a block, Robbie.
Yeah, of course I do. So no, I didn't see it. Oh, about Keaton Lewis.
He said, I wish I got a chance to play with corners like Marshawn Lattimore. All I have is Keaton Lewis and Corey White. Hey, Corey White.
Man, they had to do Keaton like that. Keaton had a year where he was elite, like a year and a half where he was elite.
That one year, bro. That one year he came.
He did.
Clutch was, man.
Yeah, bro. Oh my man, so much time has passed. So that we just wanted to record an episode where got everyone kind of up to date with everything, share our thoughts. Injuries, COVID, Kenny Stills, all that. Everyone's up to date. I want to say to every, like, I would say this probably started when we were started doing like the recap episodes this past preseason football picking up. We did the episode with Greg and his cachet, you know, got a lot of listens. This past recap episode we did against the Packers, and I think some of that probably was like just that you're euphoric feeling you feel as a fan where you just want to like consume all the fucking good Saints content. You just want to, maybe that was part of it. That said, the numbers that the pod did for that episode, the Packers recap episode, I know for sure we're doing over 1,000 on Apple. I know you told me that we had 1,000 downloads on Podbean. I don't know how many we had on Spotify, but man, it's something. We are getting quite a few and often more Patreon donations, which is, we can't thank the listeners enough. So I'm gonna spoil it. So I said it on the recap show. So I think we're gonna let the cat out the bag. So going forward, so for anyone who's, you know, a Patreon, you know, Patreon donator, whatever, when we record the rapid recap episode, if you're a Patreon, you know, donator, you will get access to that episode when it drops that night, that afternoon, Sunday afternoon, so whenever it drops, you get it. If you're not, you get it first. If you're not, you know, contributing to Patreon, you know, you have to wait till, you know, the next day and get it, because we want to reward the people that support us, you know. And so this is a way we figure that we could give back to the people that support us. And I will say, you know, there are plans for us to have more live video shows. I just moved in to a new place. Ryan's going to be moving in 2 weeks. So, like, the timing is not the best right now for us to do video shows because there's really nowhere for us to, like, do a video show and it look decent. But once we all get set up and everything and he gets settled in to his new place, I get settled in here, we will start doing more, like, live episodes and things like that, YouTube, whatever, and just doing things like that. But I just want to take time to just really show appreciation for all the, like, all the support that we've been getting, especially lately, but for, like, just in general, all the support that everyone's provided us. We can't thank you guys enough.
Can't thank you enough, man. We really appreciate that. So that's what we want to do for you. So when you can become a Patreon, you know, you're getting just a little extra, you know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no equality here, baby. Like, you a Patreon, you know, you first in line. You know what I'm saying? It's like the Titanic. Like the Titanic, man. You know what I'm saying? Titanic, the rich. We got y'all can get on the boat. We got the boats on the Titanic.
Y'all ponies, though?
Man, I just gotta wait a little bit. You like it?
A little bit. We also want to figure out, and this is later down the line, like different tiers, what have you, of things that we can give to our, you know, the people who support us, and especially in terms of Patreon. But all that said, we really appreciate it. And then now, I mean, it's football season now. So, like, for sure, expect more episodes and more content from us when we can do it. Because, like, we have shit to talk about, like, often now. Yeah. And it's the Saints, guys. We're always going to have something to talk about.
We might have to drop an emergency podcast tomorrow because you just never know. You never know, bro.
So just we got you guys covered. We will do the Panthers preview, like, in-depth episode. We're going to do that this week. And that's gonna be up and everything. And I keep saying but anyway, we appreciate you guys. Thank you guys for all your support. With that, we're out.
Peace.